Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, school uniforms. Should we have our children in school uniforms or not? There's a lot of debate and discussion about the price of uniforms. We've often touched on that. But now there's some consideration being given to just dumping the uniform idea. And immediately people would say, but it is a great money saver to have the uniform, because if you don't have the uniform, the kids are all going to be wanting to buy trendy gear, and they'll want change of clothes every day going, and this is going to cost the parents more. But children are buying clothes anyway, aren't they? You know, the girls and fellas all have their trendy gear, so they're not going to have to buy anything extra. They're enjoying wearing it when they're not at school, so why not just wear it to school too? It's up for discussion. Sinn Féin's Pat Sheehan has said the United States and a majority of countries in Europe do not have uniforms. As a matter of fact, we're one of them. We're not alone in it, of course, but we're one of a number of countries left with the uniform, where many countries, of course, don't have school uniforms at all. I want to speak to Nick Matheson, who's the Alliance's Education Committee member. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So where are you on school uniforms? Is it a plus? Are they a plus indeed? Is the concept a plus or a negative?
Well, look, I think for anyone who was following the Education Committee yesterday, school uniforms across the board were discussed in quite a bit of detail, and the discussion around whether uniforms in and of themselves were helpful or not was really quite a small part of the conversation. I think my view at the minute would be, given the number of massive issues facing us in the educational sector, I don't think that a campaign to get rid of school uniforms really should be top of the priority list. And from speaking to parents, the message I hear is not one of get rid of uniforms. It might be one to say we maybe need to modernise them, bring them a bit more up to date so they're a bit more in keeping with the 21st century, rather than something that maybe might have been more keeping for 100 years ago in terms of how we ask some of our kids to dress to school for school. But in the main, the concern that I hear is about the cost, and I think that is what the Education Minister needs to be focused on in terms of delivering genuine reform in terms of the absolutely unsustainable cost of uniforms. So if they can be a really, really good positive aspect of life in school, they're a bit of a social leveller. They mean that, you know, kids don't have to keep up with the latest fashions or with designer brands when perhaps they're not in a position to afford that. And also in terms of, you know, young people's well-being, they don't have the pressure of how they look going to school if everybody is dressed the same. But currently, what should be a social leveller and something that is an equalising force in education can act in the opposite way because the costs are so high. And that, in my mind, is what we need to tackle.
How do you tackle that? Because we've discussed this on the likes of this programme for long and many's a day about the ever-increasing cost of school uniforms and the ever-increasing demands from boards of governors and head teachers that their school would have a particular scarf or a specific coat or a uniform of a blazer of a certain quality that would match, you know, a Savile Row store. So why have we not made progress on that and reined some of those schools back in? Plus the sports gear issue.
Absolutely. I think the main issue here in all of this is that schools in Northern Ireland, across a number of policy areas, but uniforms is one that's very clear. Schools have a huge amount of independence. So boards of governors can set policies in terms of what they require for their school uniform on almost a completely independent basis. The Department of Education currently sets some guidance, and that guidance directs schools to give consideration and regard to cost issues. But that guidance is not on a statutory footing, so schools effectively can routinely ignore it. And we heard from departmental officials yesterday that they do nothing to monitor or enforce that guidance, mainly because they don't have the power to enforce it. It is just that. It's just guidance, and you can take it or leave it. There are many schools that have really, really good approaches to this and have taken real steps to bring the cost of uniforms down. But there are other schools where the, unfortunately, the direction of travel is in the other way, and we see costs rising and the number of items of uniforms required, and really crucially, those numbers of branded items in the PE kit area is a real cost pressure for parents. So Alliance proposals are very clear. We do think there needs to be statutory guidance, but we need to go further, and the department need to actually set a cap on the cost of uniforms, a limit above which a Board of Governors is not allowed to go above when setting their uniform policy. They would have to guarantee you can buy a uniform for this price and it will not go above that for our school. We feel that would create a genuine level playing field and bring school uniforms back into what they should be, something that is an equalising force on our schools, not one that creates real financial pressures for parents who are already massively under pressure with household finances in the current context we find ourselves in.
Schools, of course, are forever fundraising, and if they're able to make a profit on the back of the uniform with some deal they've done with the uniform provider, is that not going to be to their disadvantage?
It may well be, and this is another huge issue at the minute. School budgets are, of course, under massive pressure, but parents should not be bearing the brunt of that. Schools are having to engage in fundraising at the moment, and there was quite a lot of media attention to that over the weekend when a local school principal had highlighted some of those issues on the things that they have to fundraise for. But any fundraising a school does, it shouldn't be for things that are a part of a core requirement for the child to access education. So if we are passing on those school budgetary pressures onto parents via school uniforms through some deal that might be done with a particular brand or supplier, that's not acceptable. We really do need transparency in that space, and I think any deals that schools are making with suppliers or with sportswear companies should be open and transparent. I really just go back to my original point. Schools need to be setting uniform policies that are affordable. If they are not going to do that, the department should set a cap. We expect our children to attend school. We require them to, and actually the access to education is a human right. Our children and young people have a right to attend school. The cost of uniform should not be a barrier to accessing that right.
Okay, and Nick Matheson, Alliance Education Committee member, thank you very much indeed. Emma's a mum and is online too. Emma, how do you read it?
Definitely, I would be. I'm a mum of five, but I've got four in education. I would definitely not want my kids not to be wearing a uniform. One, the uniform just, it represents the school and it keeps it looking tidy. But two, the most important thing, I would know the peer pressure the kids would be under a night before trying to pick out a uniform or a piece of clothing that, that maybe haven't worn too many times, that's up to trend. I've got three boys. So I know how much a pair of trainers is. And, kids, we send kids into school, especially school, with a pair of trainers that are, that aren't up to, the latest spec of what the kids are all wearing. One, the kids is going to just, they're probably going to end up getting bullied or just really their own self worth. That they're going into school, not being the same as everyone else.
But is it, Emma, just on that, because it's a while from I've brought up a child and you're pointing out, I think, primarily boys there. I just wonder, how do the kids, I don't want to talk specifically about your children, but how do they dress in the summertime or at the weekend? Surely they've got gear in their wardrobes, they've got trainers, they've got jeans, they've T-shirts. Why can they not just wear those to school?
Well, they're maybe seeing their mates maybe out of the weekend, maybe once or twice. Or once, maybe, they're not seeing them 5 days a week. And maybe, my boys, the girls are easier to clothe because I can go to H&M, I can go to Primark. They're happy wearing stuff they can, that's not a branded because they can go with the fashion. It's much, I find it easier for stuff they want to get and maybe pieces that the girls want to wear maybe a certain type of hoodie or something, but definitely I think it's
Yeah, it's not a great line, but you've made your point very, very well, Emma. There's a mum of five with four kids at school, and emphasising that boys can be very fussy in what they're wearing, especially in terms of trainers, and it could lead to bullying in the school if the leveller, which is the uniform, isn't actually available. Interesting point. Emma, thank you. Thank you. Your opinions are very, very welcome here on the programme. Let's see what you're saying. This texter says, I think a uniform is a good idea, but all schools should have standard black trousers, white shirt, and the only thing that should be different is the blazer and the tie. This would help to keep costs down, says Jackie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.